All right, so Tuesday morning, what do? We head to FHN and the Dial-A-Doc program. And here today, we have with us here again today, Dr. Terry Donat is back with us again. Dr. Terry, good morning. Hello to you.
Hey, good morning, Scott, and thank you for inviting me on the show.
It's always great to talk to you. Of course, you're a specialist at FHN. Talk about what your specialty entails.
Yeah, so my specialist is a long name. It's otolaryngology, which stands for ear, nose, and throat. And primarily for what we're talking about today, we deal with problems related to the nose and breathing, the sinuses and how they work, and the ears as far as functioning with hearing and balance. But the main thing we like to look at in dealing with things this type of year is allergies and how the nose functions.
Yeah, exactly. We talk every year about this allergy season just around the corner. I guess the question is how someone would decide if whenever an over-the-counter allergy remedy, if they're using, is just not enough and they should seek help from you and talk about the allergy season. What's your advice on this?
Sure. So I think what's the downside about it, having allergies is you have allergies and symptoms of nasal congestion, sneezing, itchy eyes, itchy nose, and really discomfort in breathing. Certainly over-the-counter medications, especially the nasal steroids and the antihistamines, have come a long way and can work well. But people who have persistent problems where they find that they have increased problems breathing through their nose, increased problems with drainage, particularly post-nasal drainage they feel going down their throat, or drainage that they feel coming out the front of their nose when they might sit down to eat, they suddenly find that they're dripping into their soup and things like that. We can, if those things don't respond to medication over the counter, they can certainly see me for treatment initially with medication by sprays that are prescription. And then what's come about in the last few years is that there's a procedure where we can use a cold therapy to reduce the inflammation and the drainage by treating nerves in the nose.
I would assume that with this over-the-counter stuff that you see some folks that I would assume maybe just overuse some of that stuff. Do you see that often?
So there's the overuse that most people run into is using what are called decongestant sprays, 12-hour decongestant sprays like neosinephrine or Afrin. In those cases, people tend to use them because they do a great job in relieving breathing through the nose. The problem is they're so good at shrinking down the lining tissue that they cause injury, and then that leads to more drainage and more congestion, so they get into a cycle of being blocked. But otherwise, the nasal steroids and the antihistamines do a great job in controlling most people's symptoms, provided they're not excessive.
Talk about the type of treatment that you would offer to people with persistent allergy problems in your office.
So while there are sprays that can work to help reduce some of the drainage, one of the things that's come along in the last few years is something called Clarafix. It's Clarafix. And that's a cold therapy where we actually treat nerves inside the nose on each side that reduces the sensitivity of those nerves to produce mucus, produce sensation of congestion, and overall decrease inflammation in the nose.
Go back. You were going to continue on. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say that the therapy has been found, instead of having to use a spray every day, the good thing about it's long-lasting therapy that you get treated in the office in now 1 hour procedure, and then that therapy continues to last for years.
What about, I understand that you also use something called cryotherapy as well. Tell us about that.
Right, and the Clarafix, as I mentioned, is actually the cryotherapy. I didn't use that term specifically, but what we do is we use, just like you can put ice against your skin and cause it to blanch, we use carbon dioxide, which actually makes it much colder, and under a local anesthetic here in the office, in about an hour procedure. The procedure itself lasts 30 seconds, but an hour-long time here in the office, we put topical anesthesia inside your nose, and then we place the device, which has a pad, which gets very cold, sort of ice, beyond ice cold, and actually freezing, which freezes the surface of the lining tissue inside the nose on each side, where those nerves come in and that control the breathing and the congestion inside your nose.
And you talk about using anesthesia. What type of anesthesia do you use, Doc?
Yeah, so we use topical anesthesia like lidocaine, and we also use a decongestant that just allows me to more easily get inside the nose. The topical anesthetic we place in there for about 10 to 15 minutes, and often I will place small injections after that first topical anesthetic is placed, and that lasts typically about a half hour for most people. We can, of course, if some people are concerned, give a mild sedative, but typically we don't use any general anesthesia or anything like that unless we are going to the operating room and people are having other procedures in addition to the cryotherapy.
We're talking to Dr. Terry Donat. He is ear, nose, and throat at FHN specialist there. Doc, you mentioned that this is a minimally invasive procedure. What does that mean? And then why is that better for patients?
Yeah, minimally invasive procedure means that we're not doing any large cutting or any removal of any tissue. And so what's great about this is we're able to put a device against the lining tissue inside the nose, and we're not actually causing any cutting. We're just causing freezing on the surface of that, which means we're entering through the nose. There's no other incisions. And the great part about it is the recovery is in the form of minutes to hours, so that most people can go back to their daily routine or back to work within an hour or two after the procedure. The real benefit is, number one, the recovery and the ease of having it done. And then the second thing is for people who might be on blood thinners or have sensitivity to other medications, they can get this done relatively easy and without increased risk or having to stop those blood thinners.
Doc, what kind of patients and what kind of symptoms do they have that would most benefit from this type of surgery?
Yeah, so the biggest symptoms that most people complain about are the persistent sensation of stuffiness. Even though they can feel air going in and out of their nose, they feel stuffy. And then the other thing is chronic drainage, which comes out the front of their nose or down the back of their throat, that just does not seem to go away either with medications, or using nasal saline sprays or any other type of herbal therapy.
And then do some of your patients require any additional surgery?
So in addition to having this performed, oftentimes people have inflammation that leads to a chronic inflammation of the lining tissue of the nose, and some structures called the turbinates. We can sometimes reduce the size of those. Some people, like in last week, I was treating a gentleman who had chronic inflammation of the sinuses and infection. So he had that treated at the same time, and those procedures are done in the operating room. There's another procedure where oftentimes when people breathe in through their nose, the outside of their nose collapses, and we often see that portrayed in commercials with BreatheRite. We can put an internal BreatheRite strip, which dissolves eventually, but stabilizes the inside of the nose so you don't have that collapse when you breathe in through your nose. So lots of procedures that can help depending upon what any individual is experiencing as their distress.
And Doc, does this, do you actually then just, do you cure these allergies? Is that what you do?
I wish, Scott. We can't cure the inflammation in the nose that goes along with chronic sinusitis or allergies, but we can certainly reduce the symptoms so that you improve your quality of life, so that you can go about your day without worrying about having to have constant drainage, excessive sneezing, or excessive breathing problems during the day, or especially even at night when you're laying down.
All right. And Doc, what about people if they'd want to learn more about what we've been talking about this morning, or maybe set up an appointment directly with you and visit with you? How
sure.
can they do that?
Sure. They can certainly call our office at 815-599-7770, or they can go to FHN.org. And I encourage people to learn more about it to see if it's an option for their care.
All right, Doc. Great to talk to you as always. Thank you very much. Have a good allergy season, and we'll talk to you again soon. All right.
Thank you, Scott. Have a good day.
Very good. Dr. Terry Donat here today. He is ear, nose, and throat at FHN. That's the FHN Dial the Doc program here this morning, brought to you today by FHN.